From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're bringing you portions of a forum that was held this week on the pros and cons of a city administrator. It was sponsored by the League of Women Voters of the La Crosse area, UW-La Crosse's Political Science Department, and the UWL Joint Legislative Relations Committee. The forum's purpose was to inform La Crosse voters about whether or not an administrator should make the day-to-day decisions at City Hall. Residents will be asked to vote on a binding referendum April 3rd. Now, we'll hear from Beaver Dam Mayor Tom Kennedy, who served two terms in the eastern Wisconsin city.
I had no notion of wanting to ever be mayor. I really didn't. I loved the job I was doing in the engineering department, the head of that department. I loved working with people. I loved working with the department heads, the aldermen, until one day a fellow that was running for mayor came to my office the night of the budget and said, "We're going to eliminate one guy from your department." And I thought to myself, boy, how does that ain't the way I work. The former mayor, as well as his fellow that wanted to be mayor, who was an alderman, thought that it would be the better direction to take to start outsourcing people. And certainly that bothered me on the night of the budget to just pluck one person out of my department without even telling me in advance. That's not the way things work. People feel that city government is a business. I hear it all the time. It's consider it or twist it as you wish to say it's a business, but it's really not. It's a service that we provide. So in my years as 24 years in city government now, I've worked under four or five mayors, and I've seen the good qualities in a mayor, and then certainly I've seen the bad qualities, and everybody's different. Do I look like a mayor? Do I speak like a mayor? Do I walk like a mayor? Then I must be what? I'm not. Every mayor is different, is what I'm trying to get at. One thing that makes me maybe a little bit different than other, by the way, are there any alderpersons here? Raise your hand. Two. We got the ladies here tonight. Snoon was the men. Okay. Alderpersons are a little bit tricky. And I've worked under hundreds of alderpersons. And I, you know, they get to be an alderman right away. They're going to change the world. And I've got all the power. I'm a politician. Doesn't really work that way. And I've seen issues with alderpersons, and I'm not criticizing alderpersons because we've got 14 of them in Beaver Dam here. I know you've got 17 of them in La Crosse. To me, that's a lot of alderpersons. I think you can get down to 10, but I haven't studied your government to know what I would recommend. And if I could just say as well before I forget, I'm not here to promote a mayor style of government. I'm just going to let you give you some of my views. I always tell my alderpersons, or my wife, or my kids, you got to look at the whole picture. Don't get focused on one little aspect of a decision. And that's why I thought this forum was somewhat titled correct, The Pros and Cons of a City Administrator Form of Government. I always look at the positives and the negatives, no matter how simple or how difficult the decisions are. You have to do that. You get focused on one thing, you're going to lose the forest because of the trees. You really will. So I will, this evening in the time I'm allotted, give you some of the pros and cons of my thoughts. I wasn't really able to do that this afternoon because I wasn't quite sure how much time I had. But one thing that if I could just give to all of you to take away from what I say Because if you're an alder person or a business person or a taxpayer, citizen, you name it, in my years of private and public styles of work, there's four things that I've found that will work for any profession you're in to make you successful. And I adhere from that, and I have since I've been a little child, one of 11 kids. First is trust and honesty. And that's why I'm not a politician. I basically tell it the way it is. I'm not always right, and if I'm wrong, I'd admit it. But as long as people can be trusted in your job and know that you're just not giving them make them feel happy after they leave here tonight, that's important. Second would be commitment and dedication. Me personally, just to give an example, and I guess you would say it's committed or being dedicated. I've been mayor for 4 years will be this April. And I've had only 2 one-week vacations in that period. And that doesn't bother me. I take a day or two off here and there, but I've only had 2 solid weeks of the vacations in 3.5 years. Now, you might say, well, you're nuts. I mean, I could take off as much time as I want. If I want to work 1 hour a day and get the job done as mayor, 1 hour, I can do that. And I've seen that done. It doesn't work. As a mayor, I don't have someone behind me that can fill in for me. So my workload, in order to be successful, is quite heavy. So if I got back to work after even a couple days off, I've got probably 40 emails and oodles of calls, and it just puts me in a situation. The third thing is good judgment. I'd admit, you know, that I don't have all the answers, and no one has all the answers, no matter what profession you're in. But you have to rely upon other people, other good people around you. If I have an issue that I don't know about, I don't try and extend my abilities to do something that I don't have the training in or the expertise. But I have good enough judgment to find the person that can help us out with that. And then the fourth thing is communication. All these four things are very generally, they're general terms and they mean a lot. But communication, you got to be able to listen. And I'll use one example where people don't listen. And it's dear to my heart, and that would be alderpersons. I'll see at a meeting where, or an individual, and this holds really true for any profession again, you think you know it all, or you think you've got all the knowledge, such as an alder person, let's just say that's been an alder person for 3-4 years, they think they know it all. And what happens is, and this is really human nature, is you begin to forget to listen to the other alder persons because you know it all, you've seen it all, and you've got all the answers. Once it gets to that point, no matter what profession you're in, you have to have some technique, whether it's to step back and pinch yourself and get a hold of yourself and understand how you got to this point. In my case, a mayor 4 years ago, but really it began probably when I was a kid, how you got to this point. Or I had a boss at one time that was like a coil. He got tightened and tightened and tightened, whether it was with issues or projects or employees, that about every 3 months he was so tight, he had to take a vacation. That was his way of getting away and handling his life and his job. So some of the things about a mayor, and every mayor is different, but it's important to have a mayor like an administrator, whichever way you go, that's knowledgeable and experienced. Things work just a lot easier. In Beaver Dam, we've been very successful the last 4 years. Probably the most successful community in the state of Wisconsin, and I mean that sincerely. We've had a downtown that was ravaged by a flood in 2008, and that's about 3 months after I became mayor. I had a group of people just like you that came to me, the new mayor. They knew me, though, which helps. But they came to me in a forum, what do we do? You've got our businesses closed. We can't get in them. Good reason you can't get in them, because they were flooded. There may be structural problems with the building, let alone health hazards. We had to have a solution, and I sat down, and people came to my office, some of these business, at one gal that was crying. I just bought that building 2 years ago. It was my life. I felt all along it was a blessing in disguise. I am a positive person, by the way. But it was a blessing in disguise, and we'll get you out of this mess. What we did is we wound up buying all those buildings for their assessed value. We're going to take a loan out for $1.6 million. And 4 years ago, when we had that flood, there weren't too many cities that had budgets that could support just going out and borrowing $1.6 million. But I saw our community, Beaver Dam, and the downtown for 30, 35 years go downhill like most communities. And there were various ways that other aldermen or mayors or Chamber of Commerce folks tried to stimulate downtown. And you see that in a lot of communities, right? Revitalization. Well, we revitalized Beaver Dam starting that June of 2008. We bought 10 buildings, tore the buildings all down, right in the heart of Beaver Dam. And created all open spaces. It was along a river. The river flooded. That's what caused the whole issue to start with. From there, we were able to sell a city-owned building. It was an old shoe factory, which was right downtown. People wanted that razed. It sat vacant for a number of years. We were able to sell that to a developer. Gave him $1 million that of a grant that we were able to receive. And with historic tax credits and whatnot, it's now a beautiful structure downtown, and it's an apartment complex. Across the street from that was an old garage, sales garage, automobile sales garage. We didn't own it, but it was blighted, vacant. We were able to help that developer tear it down and build a elderly housing complex right downtown. We have for years we had a police department that had not had a square foot added onto it since 1959. Our police department was located at City Hall. And when I started with the city of Beaver Dam, way back 23 years ago, the police officers and the chief were, discussion started about how much longer are we going to have to live and work in this building. It was deplorable, the space. They had three detectives working in one room, about a 12 by 12 room. It was terrible, just believe me, it was. And last year we were able to finish a new building, beautiful police department downtown, something that had been worked on for 30 years, never could get done, along with a court facility. What it took to do a lot of that work was grants and cooperation and knowing the right people. You know, when some people say the DNR, and right away, but believe me, we had to, I'm not that way. We sat down, we respected one another, we worked together, and then we got it done. And that's the way I work with my alderpersons. When I took office 4 years ago, I addressed the alderpersons and I told them what I expected. And I seen it from 24 years of working for hundreds of alderpersons and seven mayors of past that I knew. And there was going to be no rolling of eyes across the aisle from one alderperson to another when that alderperson spoke. You're going to learn to respect people because we're going to get things done. And we did. But some of the pros and cons then of a mayor, number one, obviously it's an elected official. You people had a say as to whether it's a part-time mayor or full-time mayor. One of the issues I had in my mind thinking about what I was going to say tonight is, you know, I know what administrators do, but I never worked under one, so I don't want to speak their language. I want to speak city government from a mayor's standpoint. So really, it's the difference between having a full-time mayor and a part-time mayor. If you got a full-time mayor, everyone in my community knows me. They didn't all vote for me, but they know me. They know who to come to when the garbage isn't picked up on that street. They come to me because they know me. They have a comfort level in me. And I have listening sessions with citizens every other week, twice a day. I hear them out. I know which way to go. Now, fortunately, I've got, through all my knowledge and experience, I've got the ability. Helps me out. But no matter who you get in that position, whether it's an elected position where you hit the button or check the square for this candidate, or whether you allow the alderpersons to appoint an administrator, it's important to see those four values that I mentioned before in a person. Now, you're not always going to be right, and certainly that does happen. Being a local resident, I know my community very well. I know the local taxpayers. I know the situation of our community and the government. On the other hand, and I would consider this maybe a negative for the administrator side, is a lot of times you don't know him. He may be from Timbuktu. He may be a younger person. Younger persons have maybe a desire to move up the ladder in their career. And certainly that happens. So you may have someone younger for just a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, and he's gone. Or you may have someone that's an excellent person, excellent administrator. That takes usually a lot of years and experience, and certainly you're going to wind up paying for that person. Salary certainly is a part that has to be considered in the whole picture. Don't get focused on, well, we're going to be paying this individual $125,000, and it's another level of government. It's probably true, and I guess it would be true but you're not looking at the whole picture. And it really comes down to the alderpersons and their working ability with the mayor, administrator, and the department heads, and having good department heads and a good structure of department heads. Every community is different. Beaver Dam, I'd like to think we've got an excellent structure of department heads and their roles. A lot of hats being worn. But let's see, other than that, my job is 24/7. City administrator, I'm not quite sure if it's 24/7. I guess to get back to one of my initial statements, I'm not here to promote a mayor style of government. I'm just telling you what works in a sense in Beaver Dam and has worked in my lifetime as being a mayor. Never wanted to be a mayor, politician, whatever you want to be, call it. I'm sort of embarrassed when people call me mayor. I'm just really Tom. I'm just an average guy, but I know city politics very well for Beaver Dam, and it does work in Beaver Dam. So I got to get elected every 2 years. 4 years ago, when I ran for mayor, again, I took another pay cut. I was making more as the engineering head than what I do as mayor. But people came to me and said, Tom, would you? The city needs you. The city employees need you. They knew who I was, and they obviously must have known I could do the job. And so I took it, and I was comfortable doing it only through all the knowledge and experience that I have. I'm going to end right there.
Tom Kennedy is a two-term mayor from the city of Beaver Dam. He spoke on a panel along with Dr. Carl Nolenberger, a professor at UW-Oshkosh, and Wisconsin City County Manager Association's Ed Medeer. The forum on the pros and cons of a city administrator was held this week. On April 3rd, La Crosse voters will decide through a binding referendum whether the city council should hire an administrator to run city government. The entire forum and an opposing view from the La Crosse Tea Party is available on our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Follow us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.